Hello, everybody, and welcome to the All Sports Best Podcast. It's an original recording today. We are used to doing a lot of interviews and stuff like that, and we love doing that, love hearing a lot about other people. But we had a dispute, and we had a kind of somewhat of an argument about the upcoming NBA draft. Now, first off, I'm just going to introduce you guys. I'm Trey Gonzalez here with Ruben Gonzalez. How are you doing?
I'm doing really good. How are you?
Well, thank you very much. And I'm here with also Dylan Dominguez.
The one and only.
The highly opinionated NBA guy. He's a NBA specialist. Star.
The best.
He used to be an NBA star back in the day. Okay.
Injuries cut it short.
Okay, so what we're going to do today is actually we're taking five of the top 10 projected draft picks, and we're going to tell you whether or not we decided on five different categories. Okay, so we've got DeAndre Ayton, we've got Luka Doncic, from Europe, we've got Michael Porter Jr. from Mizzou, we've got Trae Young from Oklahoma, and we've got Marvin Bagley III from Duke. All three superstars projected to be at least, haven't played a minute in the NBA. There's no way of ever really telling. We've seen it time and time again. First through, you know, the 10th round, first through the 10th pick, there's always a bust. There's always somebody that doesn't make it or ends up becoming kind of that end of the bench kind of guy with injuries or whatever it's going to be. So we're going to decide who out of these five is going to be the rookie of the year, who's going to be a 10-year starter, who's going to be a bust, a sixth man, and a Hall of Famer. So we will be able to tell about two or three of these categories by the end of maybe 2 or 3 years from now. We won't be able to tell the Hall of Famer for a while. But
I think by the end of next year, we'll be able to tell the rookie of the year.
Yeah, there you go. So, guys, yeah, exactly. What are you guys ready with your lists?
I'm ready.
Yeah, I'm just glad that this coming year that someone's actually going to be a rookie and win rookie of the year.
Ooh, wow. We'll have to find that out. Okay, so here we go. Guys, who would like to start?
I got a DeAndre Ayton as my Hall of Famer.
Okay, so your Hall of so we'll go with Hall of Famer first.
Okay. Yeah.
So, tell me why. What's
the what boy balls out? You? I don't know. It's, I mean, you can watch him play. You watch all his highlights. I don't know. I watched quite a bit of their games, and there's just he sort of plays with a chip on his shoulder, but he's not running around out of control. Like he has a really good feel for the game. So I think that's going to take him pretty far into the leagues, kind of like Donovan Mitchell.
Okay, very cool. Ruben?
Okay, my Hall of Famer is Marvin Bagley III. And the reason I pick Marvin Bagley III is because he's 6'11". He can shoot the three. He can play down low. He can pretty much play anywhere on the court. Played on one of the best teams, you know, with Duke and Krzyzewski. And if you think about it, he had Wendell Carter Jr. on that team. He had several guards that were really good, including what's the guy that was controversial always? Come on, help me out, guys.
Oh, okay. You're talking about the white guy. What's his name again?
Gosh.
That's going to kill me.
Idiot. That's his name.
Okay, the idiot.
Yeah. So, yeah. Well, anyways, several guys. So I think his upside is that he's going to be on a team that he'll get more touches, and I think he'll blow up and be a stud for many years.
Well, okay, so you're going to hate me for this, but I also have Marvin Bagley III as my Hall of Famer.
That means you are smart like me.
Why are you hating on me?
Why are you looking at my list?
So, yeah, I have a Bagley III for very much the same reasons as you. I don't have to go through the whole thing again.
No, you don't.
But I do think that Duke produces some real studs.
Yeah, they do.
And we've seen it time and time again. I think the last 4 or 5 years, we've seen them produce some real guys out there. So I would say that is my main motivation. They know how to shape them for the NBA. Probably one of the best. So, Ruben, I'll let you start the second category off. Which category?
I'm going to go with Rookie of the Year.
Okay.
And my Rookie of the Year is going to be a surprise to both of you. It's going to be Luka Doncic. And the reason I pick him is he was the Euro Player of the Year this year as a 19-year-old guy. And, yeah, I know the European League is not the NBA, but you know what? He's going to be on a good team. He's going to have some pretty good players around him, and he's going to be able to shine. And I think at 6'8", he can do pretty much everything, and I think he'll do well.
Okay.
What about you, Dylan?
For my rookie of the year, it's going to be, I don't know if it's going to be really that much of a surprise, but I'm going to say Trae Young. I just, he was pretty incredible for Oklahoma, and I can see him kind of carrying it over. I think he's going to go to probably a not very good team and get a really shine over there. So kind of like the Devin Booker situation. So maybe he'll go to like the Kings or something or whatever and get a ball out all year. And so I think he's going to be my rookie of the year.
Guys, I just looked it up. It was Grayson Allen. That's the guy that we're talking about from Duke.
The one that likes to just shoot 50 freaking shots.
And kick people and shove them.
Yeah.
For my rookie of the year, I am going with DeAndre Ayton. I feel like he's going to bring a different element to the NBA that we haven't really seen a whole lot of. A Karl Anthony Jr. type that we're going to hopefully see. I mean, I want to see big men do good. Yeah, sorry, Karl Anthony Towns. I'm just getting all these juniors and thirds and all this mixed up. But what I want to see is I want to see some big men get some love, and I want to see the NBA kind of start using them a little bit more. I like to see that. Of course, I have a sweet spot for them because I do all the dirty work.
Yeah, I'll give you that. You really do.
To the basket.
That's exactly right.
You get to pick the next category.
Heck yeah, I do. And for me, I'm going to go with the 10-year starter. For me, my 10-year starter is going to be Luka Doncic from Europe. And I just think that he's going to immediately make an impact on a team. I don't see him being a superstar. I do see him being a starter that might bounce around from team to team. After a few years, he's going to, you know, get traded, and he's going to be a good trading piece. He's going to make a lot of money in the NBA, no doubt about that. But I don't see him being superstar status, just a guy that you see starting, and it's like, oh, yeah, he's still in the league. Oh, yeah, that's cool. 5 years, 6 years down the line, you're going to be like, oh, yeah, he plays for some team like the, you know, the Grizzlies or the Hornets, and he's just kind of in the background, but also a starter. So that's kind of the player I see him becoming.
I got Marvin Bagley as my 10-year starter, and we already discussed him. He's an animal, so he's definitely going to be, a force to be reckoned with, no matter really where he goes for years to come.
Okay, that sounds good. My 10-year starter is DeAndre Ayton. I think he's going to be a really good player, a good piece on a weak Phoenix Suns team, and then he's going to work his way to where he'll be an all-star, perennial all-star, but he's not going to be like the best player in the league like an Anthony Davis.
Okay, all right. So we'll move it back to Dylan. Go ahead and choose the fourth category.
I'm choosing the bust category.
Okay.
Because I've never been one. Bust. Definitely Luka Doncic.
Okay.
Or whatever, however you want to pronounce his name.
I don't think it's a choice, but go ahead.
Yeah, we see highlights and stuff of him, whatever. He's already coming in with a big head. That video he made about him wanting to come in and dunk on, who was it? It wasn't Kevin Durant. He wanted to dunk on somebody. Kristaps Porzingis, the unicorn. He said, I'm going to come into New York and I'm going to dunk on him, and then I'm going to hit up Jennifer Aniston and all this crap. And I was like, dude, chill out. You're not even in the NBA yet. And then he's playing in a weak European league. Like, I would look good over there.
That's what I was going to say, too, that I agree with. Of course, I do have him as my 10-year starter in the background. But I have noticed that if you see his highlights, he's super slow. Like, it's not like he's explosive to the basket or anything like that. It's like watching the balls when they played overseas.
Yeah.
It was like,
it's like watching paint dry.
Yeah.
It's kind of like
that.
Okay,
well, you know why? Let me give you a little thing about him.
A little lesson?
DeAndre Ayton is 7'1", 260. Luka Doncic is 6'8", 288.
Wow.
So, you know what I mean?
For he's a
being
big
four
dude,
or five
yeah.
inches shorter, and he's supposed to be like a guard type guy. He's not a he's not a low post guy. So
right.
So yeah, he's a bigger dude.
Yeah, he's gonna have to transition into being a post guy because
you think he's gonna have to either slim down or
one way or the other
because in the NBA everybody's big. Everybody's big and everybody moves really well. So I mean he's not gonna be able to do anything unless he's got Zach Randolph on him. You know what I mean? Like someone that doesn't have no lateral quickness and is a big dude. So,
He's not dunking on the unicorn. Yeah, there's no way. No. With the, at least as of now.
No, never in his life.
Watch it be the first play he makes.
My guy, my guy that I have down as a bust, which I don't want this to happen, is Michael Porter Jr.
Okay.
He's a big 6'10 guy. My biggest thing about him is I hope he's not. I don't want to jinx him. I'm knocking on wood that he'll be a stud. But my thing is I hope he doesn't end up like Greg Oden. You know what I mean?
Because
he's already had back problems. He's already had other, you know, problems in he's, what did he play, 2 games in his college career.
Yeah.
And then he just recently had some other kind of procedure done. So I just feel like there's a good chance that he may not be the 6'10". I mean, he was supposed to be the number one overall if coming out of high school if he would have not gotten hurt.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's got a big upside, and I hope he's rookie of the year or, you know, a big-time 10-year starter. But there's a good chance that he could be a bust.
Okay, so this kind of comes around full circle for me, but I'm going the same way. I did have Michael Porter Jr.
Wow.
as my bust. It kind of works out that way. But I agree with you. The injuries are a definite concern. I'm sure that the people drafting him are thinking that same way. But, I mean, even coming into college, he's been very widely publicized. And so with that happening, he's becoming kind of like what you said about Luka out of Europe. He's kind of gotten a big head about himself as well. He talks about it like, oh yeah, I'm going to be the next this, I'm going to do this. And you know what? I can't knock people for being confident in themselves because I know that that's what a lot of people do. I mean, heck, you look at that old school. If you look up on YouTube and you find the Nike, LeBron, the Chosen One commercial, I mean, right when he got drafted, he was already doing commercials like, I'm the best player ever. And he lived up to it. So, I mean, I can't knock some of these guys for saying.
I would say most of them don't. Though.
Most of them don't.
90%.
Because two of the guys that I do the radio show with, they're not as good as they think they are.
Wow.
Oh, one of those guys. Yeah. Definitely somebody with a gold mine.
Yeah, that guy sucks. Okay. So that's for me. Michael Porter Jr. will be the bust. And it's mainly because I think he's overconfident and his body hasn't been too good to him so far. I think he's had 2 injuries already, right?
Yes, okay. Yes. Okay, my 6th man is Trae Young. And I think Trae Young will be a pretty good player in the NBA, but I don't think he's going to be a superstar like Dylan says. Only reason I'm saying that is because he shoots from all over the place, and I think they're going to guard him a little bit better in the NBA. And I also think that he's not that big, so his defensive skills are not of you know, even a Steph Curry 2 or 3 inches taller than him. I think he plays a better defense, and of course he could get better, but he could be more like an Isaiah Thomas, and that could, you know, be a liability for him.
I hate going after you when I have the same one. It's really annoying.
That's 3 out of 5 that y'all have the same.
I know, it's disgusting.
That's Hosalee and Dylan right there.
Oh, yeah, man. So for me, Trae Young is going to be the 6th man, and not necessarily for his undersized nature. I think it's mainly because he's going to be a strict role player to me.
I can see that.
I can see him becoming that guy that they need. Hey, we need a couple threes. We're going to have Trae Young come in, but we don't need him to start for us because he's not going to do what a starter needs to do, which is everything, right?
Yeah.
So he's going to come in. He's going to do his thing. He's going to put up anywhere from, you know, 6 to, I think he's going to average like maybe 9 to 12 points a game. And that's where I'm getting at with Trae Young. I don't see him, maybe in his first couple of years, they're high on him and they're going to realize, hey, we got to kind of tone him back a little
bit. And I think he'll go on a decent team because he's not going to go as high. Cause at one point he was going to be the number 1 to 4 or 5.
And that blows my mind. First off,
I think now he's going to go down to, I don't know. I think they have him projected now 10 to 15, somewhere around there. So if he goes that low, he's going to go on a decent team. So if he goes on a decent team, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think he'll get decent minutes, but I think he'll average more like 15 to 16.
That's why I just had him as my rookie of the year, because I think he might come ball out this first year, but after that, he's going to be kind of like Jimmer Fredette.
Kind of fizzle out.
Yeah, he's going to fizzle out and then end up playing in China.
Yeah. So, and another thing I got to comment on this dude is you've got all of the possible fashion outlets at your fingertips. You're about to get drafted, all these different things. And this dude he rocks his hair like he just got out of bed. I don't understand him.
Yeah.
I hate it. And so that's why I almost put him as my bust just literally because he doesn't, if you don't take care of the way you look, I don't even think that you're going to take care of the way that you're going to play. Right. You're not going to maintain
that's people's style. That's how they
grow. Well, that's
grow.
Fine, but how many superstars look like crap all the time?
You didn't say anything about LeBron wearing his suit shorts.
Yeah, but he looks like a stud like that.
Yeah.
You just wanted to see his calves or what? I didn't say that.
You just said that.
Yeah, he didn't roll out of bed freaking
right.
Oh, didn't brush his teeth. He's sitting there flossing while he's walking in and
exactly.
You know what I mean?
I see Trae Young as that guy that's gonna be walking in. He's got peanut butter and jelly stain on his t-shirt with pajama bottoms
like
walking
JR.
Into the stadium.
He's gonna be JR, all freaking faded with his hair all jacked up, just rolled out of bed.
So let's take this list real quick. First off, this is kind of how it went down. We went six man, dealing with Michael Porter Jr. Both Trae and Ruben with Trae Young. As a bust, Dylan, you have Luka Doncic, and Ruben and Trae both Michael Porter Jr. Our 10-year starters, Dylan with Bagley, Ruben with Ayton, and Trae with Doncic. Rookie of the year, Dylan with Young, Ruben with Doncic. I hate saying his last name, and that's so hard.
Just call him Donkey.
Then Trae with Ayton, and then Hall of Famers. Our Hall of Famers, Dylan says Ayton, Ruben and Trae say Bagley. So that's going to be our list right there. Out of these five, I think we already kind of discussed. I think Trae Young's going to be the least stylish. Who's going to be the most stylish out of these guys?
It's hard to say. Maybe Marvin Bagley. I'd say just because, like, he went to Duke, and they usually got some swag coming out of there, like JJ. But, yeah, okay. JJ is always looking fresh.
We got
to
get on JJ's podcast.
For sure.
And Ruben? I think DeAndre Ayton will be, because he's going to be a guy that wants to look good. He's going to get up there, the first guy to get picked, and so he's going to wear a swag suit. You know, he's already talked to several people probably about what to wear and the whole idea and look. So I think he's going to try to look sharp all the time.
Trae Young is just going to ask his cousin, hey, can I borrow your button up?
Yeah.
I know it's wrinkled. I know it's dude, I said I know it's wrinkled, but I still need to use it.
I'll get it pressed.
That was literally the recording
say,
of the.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah. That was the recording of the.
I don't have
phone
time
call.
To get it pressed. I'm just gonna.
Yeah,
put it
he's
on.
He's probably gonna wear sweatpants with his button up.
He's gonna wear Crocs. That's what I do too. For me, gosh, I agree with you both, but I think that coming out of Europe, that dude's got to be swagging on a whole nother level. So Luka Doncic is gonna be my.
You just wanted to
swagger.
Say his name again.
I just had to say it. So tell us what you guys think. Who's going to be your bust? Who's going to be your Hall of Famer on this list? And tell us kind of on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter whether you think that these guys are even worth it. Ruben, any last words?
I just want to say, Jose Lee, my list is better than yours. I don't care what you say. Show us your list and put it on Facebook.
Wow. Okay. Shots. Dylan?
Definitely some shots fired over there. Give us your list on Facebook. Maybe we'll have a little argument about which one's better out of all the ones we get, and ball out.
Yeah. Hey, how about this? If you guys comment or send us a message about this podcast, we'll send you some merch. We'll be right, or we'll see you next time. Hey guys, don't forget to share, like, and subscribe.